Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. I want to say greetings from the Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast, and we're saying we are so absolutely glad that everyone is you're tuning in today to our broadcast, and we are here to discuss today the art of giving and what it produces. We just thank you so much for tuning in, and I just want to say that I am the host of Let's Talk Truth, Lois Bullock, and we're joined this evening by a few guests, and we're so very happy that they're here today. I first want to say that at the top of every broadcast, I like to remind everyone that we absolutely enjoy you listening in, and hopefully you will have input. And right now, if you have input, you can email me that input. Whether you agree with me or agree with the things we say, that is your prerogative. So we're asking you to email us at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. I promise you, we will give your email. It's just dessert. We will answer you, and hopefully we can still be friends, even if you don't agree with what we say, because we try to do it in a manner that everything is based on the truth. And with that said, we're going to absolutely say this. We're not here to preach to you, but the show is Let's Talk Truth. So if we're going to talk truth, there's only one truth, and that's God's truth. So we have to apply biblical principle to everything we talk about. We can't just say what we feel, or I feel in my heart is this, I feel in my heart is that. We have to absolutely talk about what is what the truth is, how God sees it. Now, with our topic, we're talking about the art of giving and what it produces. There's an old adage that says, no man is an island. Now, this leads us to believe that everyone does and will need somebody at one point in their life. I don't know at this point where there was one person that was in this world by themselves, and that was Jesus Christ. But other than that, no living human being has been put here to operate on their own without the assistance of someone else. So, with that said, everyone must perfect the art of giving if they're going to be fulfilled, if their lives are going to be fulfilled and prosperous. This is where we get our fulfillment. This is where our prosperity comes from. It comes from the art of giving. Let's talk truth this evening. We're going to examine. There may be some people out there who can and do live in a box, and they don't need any assistance from anyone on a daily basis. If that's true, we're going to see if we can dig it up. Otherwise, we want you to understand that we're going to go through this segment where we can, if we and decide if we individually can and are perfected in the art of giving. Every individual is responsible for themselves in the art of giving. And we're going to expound on some areas which talks about in your giving, what does that produce for you in your giving? I think if we're all honest, we'll all arrive at a truthful point. Our guest this evening, we have Mr. Motivator, who stopped by the studio, and we thank him for being here. We have Louise, she stopped by the studio. We have Courtney here, who's in the studio with us. We have Dijon, he's in the studio. And we have Shannon. So we just have a plethora of guests that will offer some, that will help us come to a conclusion, whereas the truth will stand out. And I'm going to start out by asking this question for anyone who feels that, you know, they can answer at this time. We're talking about the art of giving and what it produces. What do some of you think giving produces in your world as a human being? What do you get from giving?
Well, as a, are you talking about me or people in general?
I'm talking you as a person.
What I get from giving is a satisfaction knowing that someone else is happy and making somebody else's day brighter.
Okay.
That's what I get. That's what I get out of giving. It's not anything that's saying I don't have any of the light saying that I can give them something. And then and it's just like I just like to see the smile on people's face or something like that, you know, just to brighten up someone's day.
Okay. That's good. And that came from Courtney. Now, let me ask you guys a question based on what Courtney said. If you meet a person and they say, well, I'm giving, like Courtney said, I just love to see the smile on someone's face. Do you think that that means that he genuinely cares about people?
Yes.
So we're all in agreement. Because no one is going to give love to see the smile on somebody's face unless you care about that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, who else wants to tell me on your individual space, what do you get from giving, or if you give at all? Okay, Louise?
I know, I feel the same way. I know that when I do something nice for somebody, it really feels good because not only does it feel good to see that person smile, but it feels good to have that feeling of, you know, just being a blessing to somebody.
Okay. Anybody else?
I like to make people feel a sense of, I don't know, that they're being thought of.
Okay.
And the reason that is that sometimes I feel like I'm not thought about.
Okay.
So I like to do that for others.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Dijon, what about you? Do you give? And if you do, what do you get from it?
Yes, I do give. It's giving that person like there's still hope.
Okay. So you putting a sense of hope in there. So we're talking about you want to see a person smile, give a person hope. You want to make a person feel valuable. Okay. Mr. Motivator? Do you give, and if you do, what do you get from it?
I give because it's my way of help inspiring others. Sometimes we all need encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the fact that my grandmother was always giving herself to me and to others, and it made me feel good, and it made the people around her feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason I give is because I want to let people know that they're loved. And I'm not doing that so just in order for them to love me, but just to treat people good and to let people know that they're important is it really benefits me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in essence, all of you basically give for the same reason. You give to uplift the heart of another person, or anytime you give hope to a person, people that have no hope, they are destined to die. You know, it's you're going to die right there. So this is why you get to a point where when you give to someone who is so downhearted and feel so low and there's no way out of this hole I'm in, but hey, you know, I see some light at the end of the tunnel. And if there's light at the end of the tunnel, this time it's not a train, so I don't have to worry about it running over me. So these are all good things that we feel as individuals when we give. I want to sort of add this in, that we all must give in order for people to rise. You know, you can't just bless yourself and get satisfaction out of it. You can hoard all the money you want to yourself and never pass it on to anyone else, but it's never going to do you any good. You can do all of the love in the world. That's one thing about giving. It establishes love. It establishes love in the heart of mankind. And I was always taught that the very thing that you want from life, that you must give. You have to give away everything that you're looking forward for, or anything you're looking for. You have to give that away. And I think that in today's society, we're a little bit confused on giving. And we have people that's in so many places that's got the resources to give and to bless people. But how many of you sitting here on this panel have ever experienced the downpour of some great wealth? It seems like it happens in every city but yours. Am I right? It seems like when you hear about they gave 2,000 cars away, when are they going to ever come to my neighborhood? You know what I'm saying? Or somebody gave so much money, gave every family so much money. When are they going to come to my neighborhood? You know, so I know we all feel that way. I look at how many of y'all have seen the movie The Blind Side?
I know.
And that's an awesome movie. And it tells of it's a true story. And it tells of a young man who was basically homeless, who was picked up by a rich family, and they took him all the way to, you know, what he is today. He went to college, everything. Now, I look back on my life. I lived the blind side for many years.
Without
the finances that they have. And sometimes I feel that what I did was I was taken advantage of, because everything that I put out from what I didn't have. And I know I got it back, but not from the people that went through it with me. Okay, go ahead.
And I think that we shouldn't look for the return if we're truly giving. Sometimes it'll make us seem like, dang, I did all this, you know, I did all this giving, mm-hmm. but I don't see it manifesting, if you would. I don't mm-hmm. see the positive side out of it, mm-hmm. and it's just not for me. It's for me. The actual part of it giving. I give my time and people waste it. I give my money and people waste it.
I give, you know, my food, people waste it. And I think that our part on the giving, as long as we are giving out of our heart, it's fine. Now, what the people do with it, that's on them.
Right.
And I think that's what you are describing, that you give out of your love for people, but you don't see them take it and use it in a positive manner. You see them take it and you know ball it up and throw it on the ground and keep walking.
That's, yes.
And yeah,
I'll
use me for example. I was the one always. Like, you know, people homeless, or I used to think they were all winos or crackheads or whatever. They, oh, dollar, you got this, you got that. And I had given countless dollars. And then a couple of occasions, I gave to a young lady who said she was at a hotel and she had her kids out there. She's going to get put out. And she said, thank you. I gave that lady $25. She walked away, said she could go to the hotel and pay. That's the balance she needs. I came back to the corner store because I forgot something. I wanted some snacks or something. I had kids in town. Went back to the corner store. She was so high, she didn't even recognize me. And she was out there telling the same story. And I said, didn't you just get $25 from me earlier? And I felt just induced by that. Next time, a gentleman sitting at the gas station with his old mama in the car, he took her to cancer treatment, blah, blah, blah. His car stopped. $10 here. He was out there every day at that same gas station for a whole month. Now, I know you don't get cancer treatment every day. You can't get chemo every day. And I felt like you have your old, decrepit mama out here, out of her wits in this hot car while you're out here begging for your crack money because she can't help herself. And at that particular time, it just something popped in me. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to contribute to any more crack habits. I can't do it. So everybody gonna catch the blood up. I don't care. If I'm sitting on $8 million, I'm not giving 50 cents to go smoke.
Okay.
And so that made me stop. Even the folks who said that time, man, could you help me? Could you this? It's been a couple of times I thought about it. So I was like, no, I don't have it. No, thank you. Bye. Get out my face.
Okay, now who on this panel would wanna address that? Did you think that for you to stop giving was the key, was the answer?
To them?
No, but you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know who it is. You have to keep giving. Let me tell you, and we like we say, we always have to apply biblical principle. The Bible says to be careful how you entertain strangers because you entertain angels unaware. See, you don't know that every penny you give to save the nation, save the children, all of these different organizations, you don't know where that money is going.
That's what I was using.
But it's not where it's going. It's your motive for giving. Am I right?
Okay.
It's your motive for giving. And that's what I think we're missing a lot of it. What are some of the reasons? And once we go through the reasons why we give, whether it's true, right, or wrong, when we go through these different scenarios, then we're going to focus on what we really get from giving. So I'm going to ask this. What are the different motives for people that we give from? And I'm not saying you guys have already told us where your heart is.
You mean other people's motives?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you that plain and simple. Some people give just to make a person have to need them. Oh, I'm the one who had to do this for bragging rights. They also do it to make a person feel subservient against them, that you owe me to control them. You know, you ain't forgot my, you spend this with my $10 I gave you. Stuff like that.
That you can boil it down to the general thing. One is control. It's about two or three main causes, and everything else falls under that. Like I said, one is control. One is self-gratitude. And one is, I believe, well, it falls under control because you want people to believe in you like you died. Like,
okay, so it's for your uplifting, your name.
Control and power. Because half the time when people give, they give, and they want people to know that they had the means to do it. You know, I gave you a house. Look, everybody, I gave the host of this show a house. That's nobody else's business. You wanted to give it to me. You would have just gave it to me, and it wouldn't have never been on Fox 4 News or anything like that. It wouldn't have never did that. You would have gave me the house without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling is, I'm going to give you something, but I'm going to dictate how it's issued out, or how you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are make the person that's receiving make them feel less than human sometimes. And it makes them not want to ask people for help.
Mm-hmm.
And then the breakdown occurs of how society is supposed to be run.
Oh, okay. Anybody else?
I think that's why the word tells us when you give, to give in secret.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you give in secret, you let that individual, that person, know that you're trying to help them. And you're giving it in secret because you're not trying to put yourself in front of all the TV cameras and let the world
mm-hmm.
know that you give it. And on the same token, I think some people, because of issues in life and things that they've had to go on, it's hard for them to receive. Some people attack people when they're trying to give things to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to give money or you're trying to offer them things, and because they've had such a rough time in life, they rebel against it because of issues.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's hard for them to receive love because at one time they felt denied love. So when somebody's trying to love them, they push them away.
Mm-hmm.
And and I think a lot of people have a challenge sometimes with receiving because they think it's something behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone's trying to help them, and they got to put their dukes up, you know, or they got to confront them. They got to challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I think that goes back to because they haven't learned to receive when somebody's really trying to help them. I think they sabotage their relationships. They sabotage friendships because they think someone's out to get them. They're trying to embarrass them, or they're trying to, they got it in for them.
Right. You know, when I was inspired to do this show, Let's Talk Truth, I wanted to arrive at some answers that normally people won't address because we want to paint everything that it's okay. And we don't want to look deep down within ourselves and realize everything is not okay. And you brought up a point right there, Mr. Motivator, I want to address because it is a true statement that you made when you were talking about receiving. I was absolutely that person. I would give you my last, but I did not know how to receive. And it took me a while to really realize why I was that way. And the number one sin that was on my plate was pride. See, you can be so prideful that you can't to receive something from someone that makes you seem little, like you're nothing. Now, I don't know why I felt that way but it was hard for me to accept something from somebody giving. And it never, I never really looked at receiving something or someone giving me something as them trying to make me look bad, because my mom always told me, if somebody offer you something, whether you need it or not, accept it so that you don't make them feel bad. But it was hard for me to do that. And I had to learn how to receive, even though I was giving all the time. I had to learn how to receive. So that's just as bad as not giving.
You brought up a point, that's a good point that both of you all that brought up. I had, over my childhood, you know, it was not just super great. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and want to go on TV and talk about how I've been mistreated. It's nothing like that, because I can handle that. But it made me think when I bless, when I give, and when I receive things. And I think that people, I take myself out of, if you kind of like take myself out of my body and look around at the situation, I study it like I'm studying for a battle. What would this, you know, I'm looking at the all the dynamics, because you do have to do that.
Of course you do.
Because you have to understand, and you, it's like playing chess. You have to know, you have to read these moves, because just because I accept it, or just because I'm saying, I know 9 times out of 10 now, when people present themselves, I know if it's for foolishness or it's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to get that way. And some people sometimes would say that I'm prideful in receiving things. It's not that. I just know. I'm not, at this point in my life, I'm not for no BS. I'm not for no BS. It's going to be this or it's going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that yes, we don't know how to receive, but we coddle things, we hold things in too much on the receiving and on the receiving end, and we hold things in that we know that's troubling, but we don't express it, and it puts a damper on how we receive things in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we would just go into a room and holler it out, you don't have to tell nobody, but you need to get it out of your system.
Of course.
Because if you don't, then you won't be able to receive from the next person. And that's just like in, you know, you can apply that principle in everything, relationships and everything. You have to have an escape when you get burned. You have to have a way of expressing that,
letting it out,
fester, and then you won't receive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could come with $1 million. You know, what you're going to give me $1 million for? You'll turn down $1 million because you're thinking someone is trying to run you or whatever like that,
mm-hmm.
when it wasn't the case.
Yes.
Okay. I like what you said. You mentioned about pride, and sometimes I think we let that get in our way. We don't want to accept, maybe because of pride. And me being a man, and I'm sure the gentleman that are here with me may can attest to that. Sometimes I may be with my wife, and I've seen other men do the same thing. But, hey, turn on that street right there, you know, and you know, before you can think about it, I know, okay? And maybe your wife or your friend was trying to help you, okay? But sometimes men, if they've experienced something, maybe on the job, or they dealt with a put down,
mm-hmm.
okay? Men sometimes don't, as Courtney said, they don't get it out and deal with it and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to kind of internalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they feel someone's coming near that area,
mm-hmm.
They resist. Or maybe you want to offer me some advice. So I got a suggestion, and I don't. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear that suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that you was trying to belittle me or attack me and say I didn't know what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
because of me dealing with something in that area of giving,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting up a wall that's my defense from receiving from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about how men do that
mm-hmm.
or whatever like that, that's in the area of insecurity. You're insecure
mm-hmm.
about something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel like you're man enough for something, so you have to go and prove yourself with your pride.
Yes.
And when we give and when we receive, it has to be a balancing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm saying a balance, we have to be able to know why you're giving. Some people, they just, like we say, and, you know, this is Christian-based
mm-hmm.
talk show. I mean, it's going to talk about everything, but it's mainly boiled down. It's basically on Christian beliefs. But we have to be able to, you know, some people are not there like that, so we have to let them know that you have to give and receive with an open mind. You know, why are you giving? You know,
mm-hmm.
don't do it because the Bible tells me, no, see, you're not giving, that's not in your heart. You're giving off a command.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not blessing you.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that. If you want to get into the Bible, you know, just because I'm doing it, it's a habit. It's not a culture.
Yeah.
And it's not getting into you. So it's not, the Bible tells me to give to the needy. Okay, so the Bible tells you to do it. But are you wanting to do it?
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing you have to want to give. Because I tell you, when you want to give and you give, it's like taking a drug. It lets your endorphins off. You feel a rush off of it.
Yeah.
And when you receive, you know, the Bible says something about receiving. Oh, I receive good, but is that in you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And see, we have to strip away all these layers and get to the core of us
mm-hmm.
and find out what are we really, you know, what is our raw nature? What's the raw nature of us? What are we really going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are we really about? And until you get like that, your giving and receiving will be invalid.
Mm-hmm. It'll be in vain.
What about people that give only during the holidays, like Christmas and Thanksgiving?
Because that's tradition.
Mm-hmm.
That's tradition. You know,
they want to feel a part like everyone else.
They just want to make
it up. I gave a family some food.
Yeah.
And I bought some shoes.
Yeah.
But it's just that one time
and
that they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what about all the time? And when you offer, if you offer me some water, some tea, I accept it, especially if I know that it's sincere. I figure,
mm-hmm.
but if you, Jeffrey, you better have some water, and then you give me, and I'm getting these vibes
mm-hmm.
and feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept
it. You're not going to accept
it. And there was a pastor I heard once talk about, he went to a visit, he went to some country, I think it might have been in Africa somewhere, a village. And these people had worked all week long preparing food. And then they were a very poor village. They didn't have anything. And they had the food in this pan. And it didn't look very attractive. But he said, thank you. And he hugged them.
Yeah,
and he ate them. And they smiled. And it did more for them, those children and the people in that village.
Yeah, because
now,
they felt.
There you go. They
felt done something good.
They'd done something good. And by him receiving,
mm-hmm.
it brought joy to them because he showed them his love and appreciation. But now think about some of us. I've had relatives and friends. What's that? Oh, would you care for?
No, I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that. Who cooked this? What's
yeah.
that on it?
Okay. Now what did you do to the person
who prepared it?
Who prepared? Who was sincere? That wanted to give you their best.
Mm-hmm.
That person just—they were torn down.
They were torn down.
And one thing I was gonna—I wanted to say something on is about the giving during holidays and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak for myself, but this is my way of giving. not just holidays or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
True giving is, I always say this, and everyone who knows me, I say this every year all the time. If I'm going to give you something, it's going to be something that I would like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm at my house and I say, you want a sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and it's my house, I don't eat bologna, you know, so I'm not going to give you bologna. You'll eat what I eat.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I see people doing that during Christmas time.
Yeah.
They'll buy their kids PlayStation
uh-huh.
and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not saying you can buy
all
the kids PlayStation and give. I'm giving, but you're giving dollars for stuff. Your kids wouldn't even play with this.
Yeah.
Why are you giving
yeah.
it to someone
you
else?
You wouldn't let your kids play
with it. You wouldn't even let, you know, if I came in here with Family Dollar, ten dolls for a dollar, you know, and give them to your daughter, and then I go around here and bring out Barbies for my daughter, but then you try to give the same, you know, back to my, no, my daughter ain't going to have it. Then why am I giving that to you?
Yeah.
And things like that, I'm not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have clothes, shoes or whatever, like whatever, I'm gonna give the person the same quality that I would give, because true giving, you are giving something of yourself
mm-hmm.
when you give to people. You're giving
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Of
and
course.
If I wanna present people, if I give something to people as myself, I want quality. You know, I can't buy everybody in here Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even wear Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
But I don't buy, but if I had the money and if all I had was Jordan, and you said, I needed some shoes. I'm like, what size, you know, shoes you wear? You say, I wear 12, 13. I wouldn't go to Walmart and get you Walmart shoes. I just go in there and here. These Jordan, I ain't never worn them. Here, you can have them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true giving.
Mm-hmm.
And until we give like that, once again, we're giving in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't give less and expect a blessing. People, I'm going to give and, you know, it's karma. It's going to come back. Yeah, you're going to get crap back. I don't want to get crap back. If I'm going to give you something, I'm going to give you something of quality. So then whatever is
coming back to you.
Regardless of money, health, or stuff. Because I want quality health,
of course.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want my baby to be healthy and all this. So why should I give something less?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I agree.
Of course. And so this is why this show is called The Art of Giving.
Mm-hmm.
There is an art to giving. And it's not just I'm going to give this or I'm going to give that. That's why you see people that are the rich people, and they give, I'm going to give 1,000 computers to this school. Does that school need 1,000 computers? And how is it going to benefit the children?
Yes.
See, you have to think about things like that. But who will go from house to house and give a kid a computer to put in his room to study,
yes,
to do stuff like that? See, this is where the giving, the art of giving, comes in.
Also, you have to know that, like, if you're going to bless somebody, you have to also know the culture of who you're giving on, if so.
Mm-hmm.
So not every culture, you know, not every gift is the same, you know, would be acceptable by every culture.
Right.
See, like, when you go overseas, you'll have to know what's acceptable, you know, what
yeah,
gifts are acceptable for a man or a woman or whatever.
You don't go give
but
a ghost to somebody.
You
yeah.
give the wrong thing.
Yeah, somebody,
somebody is a vegetarian and you go give them a goat, that would be highly offensive. But I was thinking at the same time, you know, even when in the corporations and businesses, okay, people want the folks that work for them, they want them to give them their best. Okay, but sometimes, again, it goes back, are the managers, are the leaders, are they in a place where they're humble enough to receive when somebody's giving their best? Me, myself, when I give somebody something, I give my best. I give 100%. Now, if I think something's not right, if you ask me my opinion, I'm going to tell you
my opinion, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But some managers, they want you to give them your best, okay? But if you disagree with them, okay, well, it's war. Because they want you to give them your best, but then again,
based on their time.
That's right. They want you to agree with everything
they do, right
that
or
they
wrong.
Do, whether it's right or wrong. And I'm like, do you really want that employee's best? Do you want your friend's best?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way some
they
of us, we wage our relationships.
They want your best, but it would be hard-pressed to find any company in America who treats their people right at all levels. Even the 100 best times, it's areas in that company where some manager is keeping their people down.
That's right.
And that, like the title of it, it is an art of giving. It's just like it's an art of the art of any kind of sport, so, or martial art or something. There's an art form. There's a guideline that you have to go by at all times. That's what it means, an art. It's a guideline, a skeleton of what you go by and what you place and how, you know, you go by. It's like the model prayer. That's an art of prayer. That's the guideline that you go. So how do you pray? Well, the model prayer is showing to be you're submissive and humble, so they want you to come humble. That's the reason why it's wrote out like that. Forgiving is the same way. There's an art form that majority of the people don't know. They think they know, and they don't know the art of giving. And their giving is, you know, they're like, oh, we need to have about giving. No, not really, because you're not knowing, you don't know how to give. Then you won't listen. The people, you know, to tell you how to give. You're arrogant, and arrogance is pride. And there you go. So that vicious cycle keeps happening again and again and again because it's to shut us off from being a society, a loving society. And that's the reason why a lot of things are going low, and people's self-esteem is low, and that nobody wants to receive, nobody wants to give because of the confusion.
Now, that you said something that we've got about 17 minutes left, but I want to share this because you said something, and all of you brought home one point, that, first of all, the art of giving. And the art of giving is twofold. It's fulfilling, brings about fulfillment, and it's prosperous. And when we say prosperity, that's growth. Am I right?
That's right.
So that's what giving promotes. That's what it produces. Now, those two elements, out of being fulfilled and prosperous, comes these four words: success, happiness, money, and life. Those are four totally different words, but the art of giving produces all four. It produces success, because you can be successful without living. You can be successful without money. You can be successful without happiness. So, and then if you take away a word and add all three, you can be all three of those without being one. You can be one without being all three. So you can be happy without being successful. You can be happy without money. You can be happy without life. And so on. You can have money but not be successful. You can have money but not be happy. And you can have money but no life. So in order to capture the art of giving, what it actually produces in all of the joy that it brings us and everything, it's going to produce those four elements. And I would think that a person who has all four of them, you have automatically conquered the art of giving. And the art of giving is based on one little four-letter word, love. And I heard a young lady say not too long ago, I questioned this young lady, why was she trying to get pregnant under the circumstances she was living? Why do you want to bring a child into this? And her words were exactly, I just want something that will love me back. And when we're talking about the art of giving, that's a sad something to hear her say, because the first thing, the first person you have to give to is who?
Yourself.
And if you don't love yourself, who will love you?
No one.
And we need to get that out in our communities, in our churches, in our schools, to our friends. I will tell my best friend in the whole wide world, if I'm your best friend, then listen to what I'm saying. Love yourself. Promote the art of giving within yourself. Because if you can't give to yourself, you can't give to nobody.
Yes, your bitterness, your sadness will repel
yes.
people instead of drawing them.
Yes. We have a good friend who has a show, a blog talk radio show, just like this when he comes on Monday nights, and he was talking about grown children. And he was talking about how they have had different things happen to them when they're young, and they grow up to be bitter, mm-hmm. resentful, all of these things. But we have friends and stuff like that. Our first order of giving is to give love to somebody.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, because without love, who knows what to do with money? I tell you, if another celebrity builds another recreation center in my community, I will absolutely throw up. Because how many recreation centers do we need in one city?
Hmm.
Where do we want our children to go at night?
Home.
We need them to be home, but they at a recreation center. You're giving them a brick building somewhere across town, and they have to go home to no lights,
yeah.
no water.
That's okay, read. So you feel
no water, no well,
of course, that's good, but
yes.
you know, this is stupid, so don't do that.
Well, that was my next question in terms of giving. And you hear people saying, hey, what can we do to make things better in the inner city community? And my question was, what can we do as far as concerning giving? What can we do to impact the communities more so instead of building gyms or recreation centers for the kids to
first of all, you gotta look at what it really is, okay? A recreation center ain't nothing but a way to appease the hood and tell them you're doing something to care about the kids. When in actuality, they charge for after school programs, they charge for you to play basketball, they charge for you to do the other little programs and things. So they have overhead, they got to pay the people that's going to be there, and they're not going to share that money out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be realistic. There's nothing free at the recreation center. You go out there, you have to pay for everything. Maybe discounted than what you'd have to pay outside of there, but you're paying something.
Mm-hmm.
And for half of them mothers who need it, they don't have the time of money to pay nothing.
This goes back to what we were saying, the art of giving.
Mm-hmm.
See, once you start your journey like as the Asian people, like Japanese and Chinese people,
mm-hmm.
once you start your life journey, as they will say, on your, you know, on the road to giving, you will master how to give.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've mastered how to give, and people say, mastered how to give, what is mastered how to give? What does that situation require?
You perfect each step of giving.
Does that situation require laptops for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Does that situation require a recreational center?
Mm-hmm.
Does that situation require cars?
Mm-hmm.
Does that situation require Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you have to.
Giving, you know that the majority of the people have not mastered. If
mm-hmm.
we are on the, like, the belt scale, like karate, everybody see me on white belt.
Yeah.
Because they're not, they're giving a miss.
Yeah.
You're giving, say, for instance, in inner city communities,
mm-hmm.
we don't need a wreck. We need a place that teaches
that can promote families.
And families.
Because a recreation center, you've got these little kids out by themselves without parents.
Can't read.
Mm-hmm.
They read on a level that's...
They have no comprehension whatsoever.
If they're on a third grade level, they read on kindergarten level. These are the things. So you're telling the kids, this is what you're telling the kids. I'm going to give you a place where you can play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not learn. And just like you say, first of all, we need to give parents, mom, dad, you come up here. We're going to show your kids
mm-hmm.
life skills.
Yes.
You participate too. Make it a joint so then you
it
can
promotes family unity.
Family
and when
unity.
You have family unity, you have success. You have
yes.
happiness.
You know what?
You have money and
but
you have
money.
Life. And when I hear too many young girls who feel like they have been deprived all of their lives of different stuff. And when they have a baby, the one thing I hate to hear them say, my baby ain't going to want for nothing. Right there, you know that kid is going to end up somewhere he shouldn't be.
All the parents.
Because
all the young parents who say that, then they end up on WIC and all this kind
my
of stuff.
My thing is,
and
you buying your baby some Jordans, then they can't even walk.
Something.
But at the same token, you go to that store and load up my tax dollar money in that basket.
Exactly.
I think I should be able to push my basket right up and say, don't pay for this too, because my tax dollar did this.
Because you, and this is why we need to, restructure.
Because that's where
restructure we're missing. There is an art to giving
right.
people.
Because like
yes.
that meal on wheels, it works really good. But after they eat that little tray and then
mm-hmm.
get hungry later on, what they gonna
what
eat?
They gonna do?
Instead of meals on wheels, what about groceries for the house?
And somebody to go by there and cook it for them.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
But listen,
if they got
we got about 7 minutes, and I want to share this with you. How many of you guys are familiar with one of the richest men in the world? Guess what his name is?
Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
Warren Buffett is rich. He's richer than God. He got that much money. He said he's going to work, I think, 5 years after he's dead. He's going to still be working.
Yeah, his name will be.
Well, he was literally saying how he was going to keep going. Anyway, he became a millionaire, a billionaire. He's a billionaire.
Oh, God.
He became a billionaire, and I don't know how he gives. I don't know if he has mastered the art of giving.
Mm-hmm.
I believe based on what he talks about, he has mastered those four realms of success,
mm-hmm.
happiness, money, and life, because he's 87 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he's a multi-billionaire.
Yes.
Now, when I was talking about the young girl who said her baby ain't gonna want for nothing, I'm going to leave y'all with these words when it comes to children, your children. Warren Buffett said that when he leaves this world, he's going to leave his children with enough money so they would feel they could do anything. Now, you catch that? They feel they could do anything. He said, but not so much that they could do nothing. In other words, you've got to always give that you make a person aspire to do better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not be a crutch.
You don't need your giving to cause somebody to sit still and just cease to exist.
And eat 1,000 hot dogs. Lord.
Yeah, they need to be able to have the freedom to go and do, but still do.
Yes.
And everyone needs to strive to be a better person. And in order to be a better person, we need to look in the mirror and fall in love with ourselves. Mm. We don't love ourselves. I mean, we need to just make love to ourselves. Put your arm around yourself, love yourself, kiss on yourself, caress your own muscles. Now, we have some people in this studio that's going too far. I didn't say love yourself right here in the studio. I said at home in your mirrors.
In the mirror?
Look at yourself in the mirror and just tell yourself how gorgeous you are, how precious you are, how fine you are. Have your pecs. You got a six-pack.
Well,
even though we're looking at a keg, you got a six-pack. Tell yourself all these things. Tell, I mean, I'm like 5'6" and a half, but when I look in the mirror, I am 5'11". And no, I'm 5'11 when I look in the mirror. I'm 5'11, and I weigh 110 pounds.
Oh, that's
well, no, because I got a dunk, I got everything, and it's all natural.
Somebody
gonna spray me. You look good. Find the heart of giving to yourself. Give to yourself so that you can be some good to somebody else. Because as long as you're down in the mouth about yourself, you'll never be a giver where you can bless anybody else. We are down to 3 minutes. Anybody want to say something profound? You've got to be profound on the art of giving. Anybody want to give any instructions, something profound on the art
of
giving?
There's no who person you're giving to, because everything that you give may not necessarily motivate everyone the same.
Okay, so make sure your giving fits the receiver.
And if you're a giver, if you're a giver, give something to somebody, a beautiful gift, something sweet, not something sour and bitter and nasty and just outrageous. And we should give out of our need. Give somebody your best.
Yeah, got to give people your best. Just got to. Okay, we're down to like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Dijon, do you have something you need to say to somebody? Anything about the art of giving?
Or the art of repentance.
God.
But everything in the Bible is the same. Yes, so relief. Shonda!
Tell us about your, give us something functional for the we got 19 seconds. With your head. All right. He says, give from the heart and not from the head, because head knowledge doesn't always get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So give from your heart.
Profound.
Listen,
yeah,
I thank all of you for
profound.
Being here in the studio with me
very loud.
Tonight. I thank Shannon, Courtney, Louise, Mr. Motivator, and Dijon. I thank y'all for being here and discussing the art of giving and what it produces for you. And we're going to continue to follow up on powerful topics like this and hope that it will allow people the chance to open up and actually minister to the ones that's here on the panel, because I know it these shows make me face some things and come clean with myself about some things.
And the gentleman out there in the audience, sir? White car, Shannon, baby. See you after the show.
Sir, we do not have any loose people in here. So.
And Shannon ain't even tired.
Okay, well, we thank God also for our people in the audience.
Right.
And then I want you all to, if you want to call me, you can send me an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, and we're just going to continue to go and love you with the heart of God until we see each other again. Good night.